complex organisms with intricate structures that have evolved over millions of years to support their growth, reproduction, and survival. Understanding the basic anatomy and morphology of plants is crucial for herbalists, as it allows them to identify, cultivate, and utilize various plant species effectively. In this chapter, we will explore the four primary structures of plants: roots, stems, leaves, and flowers. Roots are the underground structures of plants that serve multiple essential functions. They anchor the plant in the soil, absorb water and nutrients, and often store energy in the form of carbohydrates. The study of roots dates back to ancient civilizations, with notable contributions from Theophrastus, often called the father of botany, who described various root systems in his work Inquiry into Plants, circa 350 BCE. There are two main types of root systems: taproot and fibrous. Taproot systems, exemplified by carrots and dandelions, feature a prominent central root from which smaller lateral roots branch out. Fibrous root systems, common in grasses and many herbs, consist of numerous thin roots of similar size spreading out from the base of the plant. Herbalists often utilize both types of roots in their practices. For instance, the taproot of Echinacea purpurea is prized for its immune-boosting properties, while the fibrous roots of Valeriana officinalis are valued for their sedative effects. Stems form the above-ground framework of plants, supporting leaves and flowers while facilitating the transport of water, nutrients, and energy throughout the plant. The study of stem structures was significantly advanced by Marcello Malpighi and Nehemiah Grew in the 17th century, who independently discovered and described the vascular tissues within stems. Stems can be herbaceous, soft and green, or woody, hard and lignified. Herbaceous stems, common in many medicinal herbs like peppermint, mentha piperita, and chamomile, Matricaria chamomilla, are typically more flexible and short-lived. Woody stems, found in trees and shrubs such as white willow, Selexalba, and elderberry, Sambucus nigra, provide long-term support and protection for the plant. Leaves are the primary photosynthetic organs of plants, responsible for capturing light energy and converting it into chemical energy. They also play a crucial role in gas exchange and water regulation through specialized pores called stomata. The systematic study of leaf structures was pioneered by Agnes Arber in the early 20th century, whose work, The Natural Philosophy of Plant Form, 1950, provided valuable insights into leaf morphology and development.